This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Geez, is your head spinning from all this talk of a geopolitical nightmare with Syria and Iran and then beyond that to Russia and so on and so forth? Is your head spinning because of this out-of-control police state and the vulnerability of our grill, energy prices continuing to go through the roof, and an economy that is entirely unstable? Well, if so, what are you doing about it? Simple question that we hope to answer this hour with so much more. And riding shotgun with me is none other than my gracious co-host, Steve Starrs. Steve, always great to have you riding shotgun with us.
Hey, it's great to be back again, and enjoyed the last hour. I'll plug his website one more time. Was it Baker's Green Acres? I went there. BakersGreenAcres.com.
That's a catchy name.
It is, man. Green Acres is, no, it's a good one. And, enjoyed that guest. Very good guest.
It was good. He kind of encapsulated quite a few different topics that we get into, from the sheriff to farming and food rights and so on and so forth. So it was a great show. We're going to do more shows along those lines in the future. A quick preview of this week. Steve will join me for the first hour tomorrow. We'll talk about current events and so much more. And then we'll have Freighter X, who wrote a book called...
it's about Syria, right? Yeah.
No, that's Brandon Turbeville. He'll be on Friday. Freighter X wrote a book on Freemasonry.
Yes. Okay,
yeah, he's the Freemason whistleblower that has given his Secrets of Freemasonry. I can't recall. He's going to kill me. He's a friend of mine, but he was a Freemason, no longer a Freemason. And he wrote a book about it. So we'll talk with him for the show tomorrow night. Heather Callahan will join us on Thursday to talk about a cornucopia of issues. And then on Friday, we'll have Steve again with us first hour, and then Brandon Turbeville, who wrote a book on Syria, which is very topical at the moment. Folks, I want to take your calls this hour at 800-313-9443. Here's the question. What are you doing? What are you doing to prepare? What are you doing to watch out for your health, to watch out for your family's health? What are you doing to take back your community? 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon. Write that number down. I want to hear from you. 800-313-9443. And you can also comment on anything else you have in mind. Any news that you would like to cover or would like us to cover for that matter, feel free to call us up. Steve, what's going on with you today?
Well, I did follow my own advice and contacted my congressman today about the Syrian issue. I tried to get a hold of him. I reached his press agent in Washington, Cory Gardner, a Republican out here who votes for the Patriot Act. But occasionally,
did you get somebody on the phone?
Yeah, actually called me back, and Congressman Cory Gardner issued a statement. I don't have it verbatim. I can look it up real pretty quickly here. But basically what he said was he did appreciate the fact that Obama was referring this question to the Congress. But we know that he intends to go around the Congress if they don't like if Obama doesn't like their answer. But on the other hand, he said, you know, we will have to just wait and see what the president is going to do after the decision is made. And apparently, you know, they're being told right now the decision's already made. You guys in Congress just dedicate statues now. That's your job. You will do what we tell you to do. We're going to attack Syria on our initiative when we ever decide it's necessary. And we're going to limit this strike to airstrikes, apparently, and no boots on the ground. Of course, we've heard that before. We already have the worst boots on the ground there in the form of these thugs and the Syrian rebels anyway, Bob, as you know. But, I mean, it's completely out of control. And this Congressman Cory Gardner, who's voted for the Patriot Act several times, but he did actually join Justin Amash and others on the NSA issue. So occasionally these Republicans will swing our way, and this is going to be a big fight. I want to see a solid no from the U.S. Congress on this, and we're going to have to stay after it. That's one of the things we can do. Get with your congressman, Republican or Democrat, and stress this if you can.
Yes, it's important that at least we attempt to voice our complaints, and I'm hesitant to put a lot of faith into it, but it's worth a try, at the very least. Steve, I want to get to a Mossad Minute coming up this hour. Mossad Minute, a regular segment that we do on the show. It seems that the Mossad is involved, surprise, surprise, with the Syrian attack on its own people. Well, the supposed Syrian attack on its own people, I should really say. Committed a war crime to cover up a war crime? Well, that's the Mossad's MO. Phony Syrian poison story planted by the Mossad into the Western media, according to a journalist from Global Research, and we'll get to that Mossad Minute coming up, but first we'll take a few phone calls. We're asking the question as to what is it that you are doing to prepare yourself and your family and get yourself to a place in which you're not vulnerable to the powers that shouldn't be dictating how you live your life. 800-313-9443, and we'll go to Bear in Colorado. Hello, Bear.
Good evening. How are you doing?
A little tired, but
a little tired.
Yeah, I'm getting, you know, I'm getting into the hang of the new time slot. You know, yeah. No matter how much I want to stay up and do talk radio, that makes a difference. The baby still wakes up at 8 o'clock in the morning, no matter what, and you know, I can stay up till two in the morning, but the baby still wakes up. So
take that power nap when you can get it.
Right. Exactly. If I'm lucky enough to do so. So, Bear, are you somebody who's concerned about getting prepared and whatnot?
Not really. I've been at it for, 7 years now?
Really?
So, but I had something happen to me. Maybe I'll relay this. You know, I have a bug-out plan, and I've got storage, and really, you know, I put a lot of time and effort into it. And then what happens is I kept learning and kept studying, and the people that I thought were going to have my back turned out to be cowards. So how do you deal with that? Because now I've got all my stuff at their place, and I don't feel like they're going to actually be able to stand the brunt of standing up to anybody that comes along with a uniform on.
What happened? And are you suggesting that they should have a violent resistance and they're not going along with that?
No. Okay, look. The whole thing is if you, let's say someone comes to the door, right, with a uniform on. I don't care if it's code enforcement or whatever. The main thing you have to do in the very first instance is you have to set jurisdiction, right? And if you don't set jurisdiction, you waive it. And that goes in if you're in court or anywhere. If someone comes up and says, well, is it okay if I look inside? And you don't say, well, wait a minute. You know, where's your authority? Where's the jurisdiction? This is, this is, you know, my shelter. I'm a man, and I'm not a, a recipient of government largesse, so therefore, you know, no. And if you don't have the wherewithal to actually question authority, and you cower at the first sight of a badge or whatever, you know, what good is all your bug out stuff and all your storage?
That's a great point. And Bear, coming up in the next segment, we got to take a quick break. If you want to hold, I'll bring
I'd
you over.
I'd love to, because I've got a couple more things.
Cool. We'll hold you over then in that
all
case.
Right.
And when we come back, I'll also tell you about my story of an episode in which I had to stand my ground and explain to the so-called authority figure that I'm a human being and that this planet belongs to all of us, and he has no right to tell me where I can go and I cannot go. I'll tease it, but it was a kind of a real breakthrough in my life and my thinking, so we'll get into that on the other side.
The Bob Justin Show.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
See, he was talking about establishing his sovereign rights, and it brought to mind an incident that happened in my life, and I wanted to share this story because it will be with me for the rest of my life, as they say. And Steve, you may have heard this one. I was snorkeling with some friends on the beach, and we were yelled at from a ranger, park ranger. We were about, I don't know, maybe half a mile out, maybe a fourth of a mile. We were close enough so that he could yell at us from shore. And he said, "Hey, get over here. You're not allowed to swim in there. It's against the rules, blah, blah, blah." And we're in the ocean, mind you. So my friend who I was with, his attitude was, "Hey, screw you, man. I'm swimming here if I want to. What you gonna do about it?" And he replied, "Well, I'm gonna call the cops. The real cops." He was just the park ranger. My attitude was different. I pick and choose my battles, as you know, Steve, and I decided to swim back to shore and tell my buddy, "Hey, let me handle this. So I swam back to shore, and I got out of the water. It was a beautiful day. There was beautiful marine life that we were able to see while snorkeling. And I explained to him, and I said, "Why is it that we're not able to snorkel here?" And he said, "Well, there's been certain people who have abused the reefs and have abused the wildlife and so on and so forth." And I said, "Well, that's understandable. These are people violating natural law. These are people violating the habitat and so on and so forth. But I don't plan to do that, and I'm not going to do that. So why should you have any authority over me, a sovereign human being who's on this planet, living my life in the ocean, not harming anybody or anything for that matter, tell me that I can't swim there?" And he says, "Well, that's just the rules." I said, "You know, if I was driving down a street and there were children at play, I would slow down so that I don't hurt any of those children. I don't need a sign to tell me, 'Children at play, slow down or else we'll arrest you or write you a ticket and fine you.' I do it because I don't want to hurt any children. I don't need a nanny government telling me that it's the case to do so. I do it for the most genuine and straightforward of reasons. The same can be said with the ocean. I'm minding my business, not harming anybody, and I don't need somebody to tell me that I can't do this because of your perceived authority and because of other people who have violated the ocean." So he looked at me and he thought about this for a second, and I swear to God, I'm not making any of this up. This is literally how it went. I don't know if it was word for word, but this is the gist of it. He looked at me and he said, And I said, "Well, if it's all right with you, I said, "Well, in that case," I didn't ask him for permission. I said, "In that case, I'm going to go and continue to swim and enjoy the beautiful day with my friend, and you have a nice day." And he shook my hand, and he says, "That sounds like you would be sidestepping the law." And I said, "Well, if that's the case, so be it." He says, "Have a nice day. Enjoy the swim." And he let me go. He went from threatening to call the cops to listening to my reasoning and letting us go. And I tell you, it was a beautiful day. It really was a great day of snorkeling and so on and so forth. Bear, who is our caller in Colorado, and we'll take more calls as well, 800-313-9443. Is that what you're talking about, telling them that they have no authority and that as long as you're not violating anybody, that you have the right to be?
Well, I think I'm a little more aggressive about it because I understand that these guys are out there for revenue. State actors are there for the benefit of the state, not for the people who they're fleecing. So, you know, under the Lieber Code, and I think I've mentioned that to you before, you can either be an enemy combatant, a belligerent, or a man at peace. And I choose to be a man at peace because then I can actually invoke the Creator's estate and say, as a man, you have to prove to the government actor your authority before you can exercise it. And that's what I do. And I make sure that that's what I teach people to do. Because you, unless you start off with jurisdiction and authority, they will presume that you are a low-class United States citizen. And from that position, it's just an uphill battle. And they really don't want you to be a man. They want you to be a person at all costs. And the more people that understand these things, then I think it'd be easier overall for everybody. But they don't. They have no clue because they don't study or they don't do what they're supposed to do in asserting their rights.
Forgive me, and I hate to interrupt because this is interesting, but isn't that semantical, a man, a person? I mean,
no, it's right in the law.
Yeah, but they don't.
The law,
you might know this.
Not semantics.
You might know this, but they have no idea. They don't get it.
I was in a courtroom with a judge, and the judge asked me if I understood the charges. And I said, no, I do not understand. He says, what do you mean? You don't know English? And he says, no, I know that common English is not spoken in this room. And he said, you got that right. They know.
Well, maybe some of the judges know, but the average peace officer, they have no idea.
Well, and that's the problem. The problem is these guys, especially since they're dumbing everybody down, these guys are doing nothing but revenue generation, and so you have to talk to someone in authority. So the first thing you want to do, I was pulled over in Nebraska by a state trooper, and I don't have a driver's license. Because I don't want to contract with the state. So I have my travel papers, and my travel papers say that I am traveling at peace. I'm not for hire. I'm non-commercial. And I'm outside the United States. Because the United States is a political subdivision. And we went back and forth over and over again. And basically, he gave me the ticket, but he didn't arrest me. And the two sheriffs that showed up just wanted to throw me in jail and confiscate my vehicle. So, you know, some of them are a little bit nicer and a little bit more thoughtful. And I'd say the trooper was more thoughtful than these two boneheads from the sheriff's department. But, you know, the main thing is if nobody stands up and says, wait a minute, you do not have the authority over man and woman of creation. And if you say you do, prove it. And they can't prove it. It's not in their own code. You go open up any code, especially like here in Colorado, do a word search for man or woman. It's manslaughter and stuff like that. But it's all person. In the definition of person, it's a corporation. It's a fiction. And as a fiction, then they can deal with it because you are now licensed under the state as a fiction, a corporation or association. And I'm sorry, you know, people don't understand the words, but you know, this is the price for being in commerce. You have to understand the terms and conditions of the contract. Otherwise, you're going to get fleeced, right?
Yep. It's semantics, but it's very important. But isn't there been kind of a movement against the sovereign citizen you know, thing? What have you run into there, Bear? You know.
Well, you know what? It's so stupid. Okay, a sovereign citizen is an oxymoron. And you're a moron if you use the word sovereign citizen. Sovereign means king, which means you answer to no one. And citizen means that you are underneath whatever sovereignty or whatever rules, regulations, and policies, and that you answer for everything.
Bear is not a sovereign citizen. We're going to have you on for a full show sometime. I'm interested to learn more.
I would be more.
Stand by.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now. and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
To a very important Mossad minute in just a bit. Steve Starr is riding shotgun on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Yeah, that's right. The Mossad has been, well, held responsible for, well, not by the mainstream media, but by us anyways, for the false flag planting of poison gas, supposedly from the Assad regime, but really from the Mossad regime, if you will. And we'll get to that segment in just a bit on Bob Tuscan's Mossad Minute. But first, let's get back to the phone lines and talk with Dan in Louisiana. What's up, Daniel?
Yo, what's happening, Bob? How you doing, man?
Hey, same stuff, different night. How are you today?
All right. I originally called in before you left me hanging for a bit with your boy Bear from Colorado. Did what was I going to say? You were saying you wanted to hear from people what they're doing about combating the forces.
Yeah, right. How are you preparing yourself, essentially?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying to spread the message of all the poison that's, you know, being perpetrated by the corporatocracy. You know, whenever I'm up in the Target and shit, I'll tell people that that aspartame and that Diet Coke that they're about to buy is bad. That's one thing I do.
Right on. Yeah, that's a great way to prepare people mentally and to get them ready for what's going on. To, you know, if we have less sick people around us, the community will be stronger, and then you will be stronger in response. So that makes sense. And I would imagine that you yourself try to avoid all of those things as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm filtering my water. Definitely filtering my water through a gravity-fed filter. I juice fruits and vegetables from Whole Foods. That's mad antioxidants flushing your insides and stuff like that.
Awesome. And I know you're trying to set up a health store as well, which will be great, and I definitely want to hear about that as you get that going. Well, good stuff, Daniel. Anything else before we let you go?
That's it, Holmes.
All right, always appreciate hearing from you. You have a great night. All right, Steve Allen, or Steve Stars, as he goes by these days, the ever knowledgeable and wise Steve Stars, producer of the film HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. We haven't brought that up in a while. We should. There's always HIV stories to get to. What's up with you tonight before we get to my Mossad Minute? Any other news you'd like to cover? And what are you doing? Let me ask you, what are you doing to get prepared?
Well, actually, you know, we have been getting the prepper stuff put together here. We're in the process of moving. I'm actually hoping to maybe, you know, get out into some countryside. Possibly, you know, that was why I enjoyed your guests tonight, because, you know, I just got back from my brother's farm, and he's out by the springs. I was in the springs just last weekend, you know, and he has all this land with, you know, for free grazing beef. He has like 81 acres of pristine mountain land. There's a lot of cattle up there. But I mean, the whole thing is looking at this from the standpoint of he's drawing his own water from his well. You know, it's pristine water from 150 feet down. You know, I mean, it's strange because I think without land, people are going to be lost. And this is the key thing. They're driving everybody off the land. I'm working very hard right now with the irrigation people. We're under a drought, imposed drought by our governor, John Hickenlooper. We call him Chicken Cooper, because that's what he really wants to do, is he wants to put everybody in these chicken coops. But the bottom line is simply this, is that I am working kind of with the farm community out here in terms of these water restrictions that are being imposed upon them. They're definitely trying to do something this time around with the Greater Depression that they didn't do with the Great Depression, and that is they're going to drive us off the land, Bob, and we're not going to be able to take care of ourselves like we did before. And as you mentioned in the last hour, you know, the FEMA camps are waiting all of those people who have no place to go, and it's concentration camp country at this point. So, yeah, I'm working a lot with that. I'm, and of course, you know, also very involved with a lot of other things, but primarily getting ready for what could be a very, 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 very drastic change that could take place if this Syrian attack takes place, because there could be the real terrorist attacks inside the United States. They've had a long time to prepare, friends, and they have a lot of old military hardware that they're ready to use. And this is the reason why we should avoid something like this at this point. So doing all I can in that aspect to hold on to what we have to get a little more time, perhaps, to get prepared. So that's one of my points.
Awesome stuff. Well, Steve, let's get to our Mossad Minute for today, because this is an important story, and I want to get to this. It's not being reported by much of the media. So here we go. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
And now, the Mossad Minute.
Today's Mossad Minute is brought to you by the Bob Tuscan Show, trying to combat the tyranny in our world and false flag attacks that continue to go on. And if it's not for things like the Mossad, then, or agencies like the Mossad, rather, then, well, we would be a lot better off. So here's the story. commit a war crime to cover up a war crime is not what they did. A phony Syria poison gas story planted by the Mossad in the Western media. That's according to William Bowles of the Global Research website. This is where it all started. The Israeli intelligence from the DEPCA file, which is the source of the story that implicated the Assad government and or its military in the gas attack of East Ghouta, and now forms the basis for the war in Syria. DEPCA's military source affirmed that just as the Assad brothers orchestrated the chemical shell attack on Syrian civilians, so too did Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah set in motion the rocket attack on Israel, which we later found out was, well, a bit of a misrepresentation of what really happened. On the 21st of August, from a suburb of Damascus, Douma, then under rebel control, two missiles were fired at another rebel-controlled suburb of Damascus called East Ghouta, killing an unknown number of people, including children. It is assumed now that some kind of nerve gas, fluoride, or at least poison gas was used. The New York Times have documented this, and although they've moved some of the locations on the map in this regard, how does the New York Times reconcile their take on the source of the missiles with the Mossad version, which makes them artillery shells fired from the mountains in the south? See the Mossad version below. It's all there. Pepe Escobar's report of Russian satellite evidence is now being confirmed because of all this. Within hours or even minutes, videos of the alleged effects of the attack were circulating by the web, on the web, and without pause for a breath, let alone any evidence, led by the UK and followed closely by France. They were blaming the Assad government for the attack and pressing for an immediate attack on Syria. Well, the evidence was supplied to them by the Mossad. That's right. DEPCA is a well-known Mossad front. A Google translation of the relevant passage from the Focus article, one of the Russian pieces in Times of Israel, says that the Mossad, quote, poison gas missile by Syrian government forces was planted. So there's now overwhelming evidence, and I don't have time to get into this too in-depthly, that the Mossad is at the root of this false flag chemical attack. I think what's apparent here is that the Mossad used a device that is quite common when intelligence agencies want to plant a phony story, release it through a relatively unknown publication, and wait for it to be picked up by the mainstream media. After all, if the crack 8200 unit was actually listening in on the 21st of August at the time of the attack to Syrian Army radio, why didn't they immediately release the information to the world even as it happened? Well, it's because there's something more to this story, and that is what the Mossad is behind. In yet another version of the Mossad-inspired story in the Israeli Tikkun Olam, we read that the Israel's NSA affirms the Syrian government responsibility for the chemical attacks. This brings to mind the Mossad's notoriously biased evidence offered regularly to the IEA to prove Iran's intent to develop nuclear weapons. And we can't forget that Iran is a part of the big picture here, and Israel has their eyes on Iran. I never thought I'd see the private intelligence arm of the U.S. state Stratfor utter following, but here's what they say. Stratfor's job is to analyze the world. I don't have time to finish this. We'll be back in just a second.
Tuscan Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, my buddy Anthony Gucci Arty is on the case of something pretty darn compelling here. He released an interesting piece here. An exclusive high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. A high-level source inside the military has now confirmed to Anthony Gucci Arty, regular guest on the show, that Dyess Air Force Base is actively moving nuclear warheads to the east coast of the United States in a secret transfer that has no paper trail. According to the high-level military source, who had a strong record of continually being proven correct in deep military activity, the Dyess Air Force commander authorized unknown parties to transfer the nuclear warheads to an unknown location that has been reported to be South Carolina, where the warheads will be picked up and potentially utilized. This is of particular interest not only due to the fact that the Syrian situation has escalated to the point of a very realistic hot war scenario, but due to the fact that the Dyess has repeatedly denied the existence of nuclear warheads inside its base. The brief report from the top military source says a lot here. Quote, the Dyess is beginning to move out nuclear warheads today. I got a tap from Dermo earlier. He said it was the first time they have been even acknowledged since being put there in the 80s. No signature was required for the transfer. There was no directive. He said that the Dyess commander was not on site to give authority to release. No one knew where they were going, really, but the truck said to take them to South Carolina, and another pickup will take them from there. I don't know. Top-level military officer extremely alarmed by this. Are you alarmed by this? Is World War III starting? Is this going to be the beginning of that? Is this going to be a false flag to usher it in? Steve Starrs?
Well, they've used them all along. We know about 9/11, of course. I mean, it's obvious that this was a major turning point in American history. If people still don't understand 9/11, start with World Trade Center 7, and you can untie this hard knot. It made me sick to my stomach when I had to realize, yes, this was controlled demolition. Obviously, the controlled demolition was set in place long before that morning, and obviously something went very wrong with the plan to get rid of that building, and they were sweating out a solution when at 5:22 in the afternoon they demolished World Trade Center 7. But yes, they've used these all along. We've seen it with Gabby Giffords, the Sikh temple shootings, the Aurora shooting, Sandy Hook. We saw the Boston Marathon bombing. Going back to Oklahoma City, of course, as well. Okay, you know, the whole thing there with a great film called The Noble Lie. Are they using false flags right now? Absolutely. Question is, how many people are really killed? You know, the Doctors Without Borders said, what was it, 355, something like that, and John Kerry is saying over 1,400 now. I mean, the whole thing is so sketchy and so absolutely unrealistic in its proportions and absurdities that you wonder how long. Even Rush Limbaugh, El Rushbo, is using the FF word, false flag. I mean, it's how long is he going to hold on to that position, because he usually moves on when he hints something is not right about the New World Order and then becomes a company spokesman again. I don't know, Bob, but the possibility of people all over the world realizing that they, because we've seen so damn many of these things, excuse the expression, everybody's pretty hip to the idea now that these kinds of attacks are being staged by whatever provocateur or government wants to create some aggressive act. Is that kind of an answer to the question?
In a roundabout way, yeah, I guess. I hope it doesn't come down to a false flag nuclear attack on U.S. soil, or any soil for that matter. I really don't think that it will, but I wouldn't put it past them. I really wouldn't.
You can't.
It's a scary, scary thought. I'll have to invite Anthony Gucciardi on in the near future to tell us more about this. You know, this World War III scenario is one that we really need to look at here. And it's been on the table for a while. It's nothing new. It's just coming back into the public's reach, if you will, with the talk of Syria and so on and so forth. So I really hope it doesn't happen. I don't know what else to say. I don't know how valid the source is that they have. I hope it's not valid. I hope this is just fear-mongering, but who knows? Who knows? We'll keep our eyes on that and give you details as things develop. We'll take some final phone calls tonight, 800-313-9443, and then we'll get some rest and do it all again tomorrow night. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred. Is Fred with us? Did he drop?
No, I'm here.
What's going on, brother, in the synagogue of Satan?
Well, I heard your Mossad moment, and it caused me to reflect on some of the astonishing documentations in a book I'm reading. In 1946.
Mm-hmm.
There was a terrorist attack conducted by David Ben-Gurion and Menachem Begin on the King David Hotel.
Yes.
After that terrorist attack, prominent British journalist Russell Warren Howell was asking Menachem Begin whether he considered himself the prince of terrorism in the Middle East, and Menachem rather bodaciously stated no in the entire world. April 19th, 1948, Prime Minister Menachem Begin, future Prime Minister Menachem Begin, and Yitzhak Shamir of the notorious Stern Gang, they brutally massacred 200 Arabs who were sleeping in their village of Deir Yassin. I forgot to mention Albert Einstein. October of 47, he authors a letter to the UN declaring the need for all national governments to be destroyed to clear the way for a one-world government through the UN. Then there's the Levant affair. Now, this is crucial because according to the author of this, I don't have the author's name here, but the Levant affair, Israeli agents recruit Egyptian citizens of Jewish descent to bomb Western targets in Egypt and plant evidence to frame Arabs. This was conducted by Pinhas Levant. This is the first known use of Jewish Arab citizens being used to carry out terrorist attacks, which are then blamed on Arabs. Then there was a incident. There was a book called Prophets of War by a former Israeli intelligence officer whose name I... Oh, here it is. Prophets of War. Okay. Ari Ben-Manash, former Israeli intelligence, explains how Israeli intelligence regularly funds terrorist groups to conduct attacks on behalf of Israel.
So there is a long history here that you're painting for us.
And the last one, this is, have you ever heard of a veteran filmmaker by the name of James Longley? Documentary entitled Gaza Strip. It was released to critical acclaim. The documentary chronicles Israeli snipers shooting Palestinian children in the head simply because the Palestinian children were throwing stones.
Oh, yeah. How can we forget? I mean, we've all heard of Palestinian children throwing stones and being run over by tanks and white phosphorus gas being dropped on them. This is a whole different show topic. Fred, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Folks, that does it for us. Of course, thanks to Steve Starrs, my humble co-host. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow night. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free